One pilot learns, don't cross TSA. Boeing has the Dreamliner back in the air. And the National Business Travel Association has a word with John Pistol. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, December 27th, 2010. A pilot who had been authorized to carry a gun in the cockpit says through his attorney that he's being punished by TSA for posting unflattering videos about the agency on YouTube. Attorney Don Werno said federal agents showed up at his client's house to confiscate his weapon. The agency is also reportedly investigating whether the pilot revealed sensitive information. The nexus of the case is videos which criticize airport security. Werno told Fox News that Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has not been clear as to whether his client broke any rules. He says all he's gotten have been vague, convoluted answers. In one video, the pilot, who has since resigned from the Federal Flight Deck Officer Program, talks about what he sees as lax security for ground crews. He says, as an example, that all that's required is the swipe of a card to gain access to supposedly secure areas. The pilot notes in a video from San Francisco, quote, "As you can see, airport security is kind of a farce," unquote. The attorney said his client was merely pointing out a weak spot in TSA's multi-billion-dollar security effort. He said it was overkill for four agents to show up to confiscate the pilot's handgun, which belongs to the government. The pilot is remaining anonymous at the recommendation of the airline for which he flies. Boeing reports it resumed flight test activities on the 787 Dreamliner Thursday. The company has installed an interim version of updated power distribution software and conducted what it calls a rigorous set of reviews to confirm the flight readiness of test aircraft number 4. Scott Fancher, VP and general manager of the 787 program, explained, quote, "Initially, we will resume a series of Boeing tests that remain to be completed in the flight test program. That testing will be followed later by a resumption of certification testing," unquote. In the last several weeks, the company continued ground testing as part of the certification program. Additional ground testing will be done by the company on the production version of the plane to further verify performance of the changes being made. A new projection for the plane's much-delayed entry into service is promised soon. Fancher says, quote, "We expect to complete our assessment of the program schedule in January," unquote. Representatives of NBTA, the National Business Travel Association, met with TSA Administrator John Pistol just before the holidays to discuss the organization's position on topics related to safety and security procedures. NBTA Executive Director Mike McCormick recalls, quote, "We had a constructive, wide-ranging, and positive dialogue with Administrator Pistol during which we were able to discuss the critical role of a smoothly functioning and secure business travel system for the overall economy. NBTA will continue to focus on how best to work with TSA to ensure safety while making the security process as efficient as possible for business travelers," unquote. NBTA says it reiterated to Pistol that TSA must maintain open lines of communications so that the traveling public can report on inconsistencies in security implementations. The group also notes that a true trusted traveler program that allows participants to pass through airport security more quickly and efficiently after passing a rigorous background check was favored by 71% of members in a recent survey. Still ahead, the FAA proposes fines for two airlines. Aircraft manufacturing has yet to start the recovery. And getting Discovery ready for launch is turning into a major project. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, December 27th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA assessed civil penalties against two airlines in the days just before Christmas. The agency has proposed a $275,000 civil penalty against Continental Airlines for operating two Boeing 737-900ERs on 73 flights when they were not in compliance with regs. The FAA alleges Continental Mechanics failed to follow the 737 airplane maintenance manual when they installed incorrect main landing gear wheel tire assemblies on two aircraft, then released them for service November 7th and 19th of 2009. The manual contains specific instructions to mechanics not to use wheel tire assemblies intended for smaller 737s on the heavier 737-900 extended range variant. At American Eagle, the proposed penalty is $330,000 for operating an Embraer 135 regional jet on 12 revenue passenger flights when it was not in compliance. The FAA alleges American Eagle mechanics failed to note broken passenger seats and armrests on two aircraft during an inspection on December 18, 2008, and did not follow the approved maintenance manual instructions during those inspections. FAA inspectors discovered seats on two aircraft that would not raise and stow in the upright and locked position for takeoff and landing. The FAA also found damaged center armrests that would not stow properly. There's no word on whether any of the affected seats were actually occupied during those flights. Both airlines have 30 days to respond. The recession shows signs of ending, but it hasn't happened yet for aviation manufacturers. The U.S. Commerce Department released its monthly report on manufacturing of durable goods last Wednesday, and transportation, which the report says means mostly aircraft manufacturing and parts, drove the overall index down. The report also shows an increasing inventory of aircraft waiting to be sold. According to the report, new orders for manufactured durable goods in November dropped $2.6 billion, or 1.3%, and has been down in three of the last 4 months. Transportation equipment, also down three of the last four, had the largest decrease, $6.2 billion, or 11.9%, to $45.5 billion. That was led by non-defense aircraft and parts, which decreased $6.6 billion. That means without the aviation component, manufactured durable goods in November would have been up $4 billion. Technicians in the vehicle assembly building at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida got Friday and Saturday off for the holiday after removing foam insulation and test sensors from the Space Shuttle Discovery's external fuel tank. They were back at work yesterday, though, to start what's expected to be a week's worth of additional X-ray scans of all 108 stringers on the outside of the external tank's intertank section. Engineers at various other NASA locations continued their data analysis in an attempt to determine what caused small cracks on the tops of two stringers during Discovery's launch countdown November 5th. The next launch window for Discovery won't open now till February 3rd. And finally today, at a white elephant gift exchange at a party this holiday season, Cindy and I wound up with a Christmas concert video on VHS tape, and I had to think for a moment about where in the house we might still have a player. On a related note, if you get the chance, check out the Clyde Morris comic for today, December 27th, at aero-news.net. It suggests that one of NASA's coolest decisions ever may have looked better in foresight than it does now in hindsight. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about his recent reader survey and examines the case of a 172 driver for whom all available information wasn't enough. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.